The Leech by Robert Sheckley. A visitor should be fed, but this one could eat you out of house and home, literally. The leech was waiting for food. For millennia it had been drifting across the vast emptiness of space. Without consciousness it had spent the countless centuries in the void between the stars. It was unaware when it finally reached a sun. Life-giving radiation flared around the hard, dry spore. Gravitation tugged at it. A planet claimed it, with other stellar debris, and the leech fell, still dead-seeming within its tough spore case. One speck of dust among many, the winds blew it around the Earth, played with it, and let it fall. On the ground it began to stir. Nourishment soaked in, permeating the spore case. It grew and fed. Frank Connors came up on the porch and coughed twice.
"Say, pardon me, Professor," he said.
The long, pale man didn't stir from the sagging couch. His horn-rimmed glasses were perched on his forehead, and he was snoring very gently.
"I'm awful sorry to disturb you,"
Connors said, pushing back his battered felt hat.
I know it's your restin' week and all, but there's something damned funny in the ditch."
The pale man's left eyebrow twitched, but he showed no other sign of having heard. Frank Connors coughed again, holding his spade in one purple-veined hand.
"Did you hear me, Professor?"
"Of course I heard you," Michaels said in a muffled voice, his eyes still closed. "You found a pixie."
A what?"
Connors asked, squinting at Michaels.
"A little man in a green suit. Feed him milk, Connors."
No, sir. I think it's a rock."
Michaels opened one eye and focused it in Connors' general direction.
"I'm awfully sorry about it," Connors said.
Professor Michaels' resting week was a 10-year-old custom and his only eccentricity. All winter, Michaels taught anthropology, worked on half a dozen committees, dabbled in physics and chemistry, and still found time to write a book a year. When summer came, he was tired. Arriving at his worked-out New York State farm, it was his invariable rule to do absolutely nothing for a week. He hired Frank Connors to cook for that week and generally made himself useful while Professor Michaels slept. During the second week, Michaels would wander around, look at the trees and fish. By the third week, he would be getting a tan, reading, repairing the sheds, and climbing mountains. At the end of 4 weeks, he could hardly wait to get back to the city. But the resting week was sacred.
"I really wouldn't bother you for anything small," Connors said apologetically.
"But that damned rock melted 2 inches off my spade."
Michaels opened both eyes and sat up. Connors held out the spade. The rounded end was sheared cleanly off. Michaels swung himself off the couch and slipped his feet into battered moccasins.
"Let's see this wonder," he said.
The object was lying in the ditch at the end of the front lawn, 3 feet from the main road. It was round, about the size of a truck tire, and solid through. It was about an inch thick, as far as he could tell. Grayish black and intricately veined.
"Don't touch it," Connors.